Happy New Year.
新年好。
You know, for you, are you really celebrating New Year or are you waiting till February?
你们是真正是在过新年呢还是等二月份来等春节呢
I'm a little suspicious.
我有点怀疑。
I wonder how authentic it was this New Year for you. There wasn't a great feast last night after the meeting, I noticed.
我在这里我想这个到底对你们来说是怎么样的一个真正意义上的新年。我记得昨天晚上好像没有一个很盛大的一个宴席。
From my small experience with the Chinese, nothing big happens without a big feast.
从我这个跟你们中国人在一起的这个经验来讲，如果你们不吃一顿大餐的话，好像没有什么重要意义。
But at least we can feast on the Word of God, huh?
但是至少我们来吃这个神话语的大餐。
All right, well, let's chew off a big hunk of Colossians tonight.
让我们今天晚上来吃咬一大块哥罗西书。
Paul spins up into the heavenly stratosphere.
保罗就把这些话一直扔，让我们抛到这个天外。
Some think that a portion of this fragment from Colossians chapter 1 is actually the fragment of an ancient hymn.
在这个哥罗西书第一章里面有这么一段，也许其实是在古代的一个诗歌的一个部分。
And as we mentioned last night, many consider Colossians to be the highest Christology of all the writings of the New Testament.
所以我们昨天晚上也提过，在哥罗西书其实是在这个新约里面是关于基督学的最高峰。
Now as we read this, let's just try to embrace how high and deep and wide is the Lord Jesus.
当我们读这个圣经的时候，让我们试图来想象我们的主是何等的长阔和高深。
Verse 15.
第一章十五节。
And he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造以先。
For in him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首。他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的一切，都与自己和好了。
Now we drop from that altitude in the heavenlies right down to earth where you and I live.
我们现在从这个属天的那个高度，我们先降到这个地上，我们活在这个地上。
I don't know how Paul could pan the camera down to earth after talking about such great things.
我不知道保罗他在讲了这么伟大的事情以后，怎样把他的镜头再转到这个地上。
But he goes on to say in verse 21.
然后我们再回到第二十一节。
And although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds,Yet he has now reconciled you in his flesh, a fleshly body through death, in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach, if indeed you continue in the faith firmly established and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which is proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was made.A minister.
你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁， 没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动，失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的执事。
And then three verses in chapter 2, beginning in verse 8.
在第二章有三处圣经，从第八节开始。
See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete, and he is head over all rule and authority.
第二章第八节，你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father, we want to come to you tonight and thank you for your precious word.
父啊，我们来到你的面前，我们谢谢你为着你向我们所说的宝贵的话语。
We're convicted of how real Jesus Christ was to the Apostle Paul.
我们在那里确实相信耶稣基督对保罗来说是何等的真实。
We see him climbing heights to the summit of hills upon which we have hardly tread.
我们看见保罗他在那里越过更一层一层更高的高山，我们从来没有到过的地步。
He has seen so much.
他看到了那么多。
And experienced so much of Christ.
他也那么多的经历了基督。
Oh, we want to be like our brother.
我们多么渴望能够像保罗一样。
We ask that the Holy Spirit
我们祈求圣灵
would help us take our own expeditions into the fullness of Christ.
让也带领我们能够远行到基督的丰富里面。
We ask that you would remove from us all those things that would distract us away from this treasured moment tonight.
求你除去我们心里一切拦阻，我们能经历这个宝库的。
We start off this year saying, "May Jesus Christ be supreme, preeminent."
我们今年一开始我们就说，愿主耶稣伟大。
We thank you that all of heaven stands in agreement with this statement.
我们感谢你，因为所有的属天都在这上面是一致的。
Help us now, we who tread upon this earth, by the Holy Spirit, as you open up these precious things regarding our Savior.
当我们还在这个地上行走的时候，你借着圣灵让我们认识我们主的宝贵。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
我们是奉我们主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen. Paul's universe is ever expanding.
保罗他的宇宙是在一直的在那里扩展。
Even when you throw the man in jail,
即使你把他放在监狱的里面，
his spiritual universe continues to expand.
他的属灵的宇宙还在那里膨胀。
As Paul is writing this letter to the Colossians while in prison,
当保罗在监狱里向哥罗西人写书信的时候，
prison has only given him an opportunity to explore and discover more things about his precious Lord and Savior.
这个监狱只是给他一个机会，让他能更多的来认识，来探索他主的宝贵。
And so we began last night, and we want to continue to talk about this matter of Paul mining the riches of Christ.
我们昨晚已经开始，我们今天继续的来讲保罗是如何在那里探索这个矿场。
Now we notice that Paul wrote Colossians at the same time he wrote Ephesians and Philippians.
我们知道保罗在写哥罗西的书的同时，他也写了以弗所书和腓立比书。
And if I could put it this way,
如果我可以这样总结一下的话，
that was a poor analogy. It's a poor analogy.
好像不是特别有可比性。
But we can imagine Paul in the prison cell.
我们可以想象保罗是待在一个监狱的禁闭室里面。
But he's digging tunnels.
但是他在那里挖这个隧道。
Maybe just with a spoon.
他只是用一个吃饭那个小勺子。
But his universe is expanding.
但是你看他的宇宙在那里膨胀。
He's finding these shafts of beauty and greatness.
他在那里发现一些矿井里面，他找到这个耶稣基督的美丽。
His spiritual universe is ever expanding.
他的属灵的宇宙是在一直的膨胀。
We're so glad he turned that little corner as he was mining Christ and discovered a place where one could fellowship with Christ in a most unique way.
当我们看见他在那个矿井里面转了一个弯，他在那里发现有一个地方他可以和基督交通的时候，我们是何等的喜乐。
And that's why in Ephesians it's the only place you hear about the heavenlies.
这就是在以弗所书里面，你是唯一的地方你可以看见有这个词属天。
Now have you been there?
你有没有到过那个地方？
Have you discovered the Christ that is seated with you in the heavenlies?
你有没有发现那个与你一同坐在天上的那个基督？
Paul never mentioned something exactly like that before.
保罗从前好像没有提到过类似的事情。
But now Ephesians is full of in the heavenlies, in the heavenlies, in the heavenlies.
到了以弗所书里面满是了属天属天属天。
It's almost as if he's found a new mine shaft.
好像他在那里发现了一个新的矿井。
He's finding new veins of gold and silver in Christ.
他在那里找到关于基督的这个金矿、银矿的矿脉。
Now we know the testimony of Philippians.
我们也知道保罗在腓立比书里面的他的见证。
What's Paul doing in jail?
保罗在监狱里做什么？
Is he groaning?
他在那里是不是在承
担？ Is he moping?
他在那里还是在哭泣呢？
Is
he discouraged?
Now these things come to all human beings, including Paul.
这些事情其实对于人来讲是很自然的。
But Paul's too busy.
但是保罗他很忙。
What's he doing?
他在做什么？
He says, "Well, I'm in jail."
他说："哦，我现在被关在监狱。
But I haven't gotten to my goal yet.
但是我还没有来踩到我的金。
I'm not perfect yet.
我还没有完全。
But this is what I do.
这就是我现在要做的。
Forgetting the stuff that's behind.
忘记背后，努力面前的。
Reaching out toward the mark.
向着枝杆标杆直跑。
I'm digging.
我在那里挖。
I'm going to know more about Jesus.
我愿意更多的认识基督。
I'm going to lay hold of him.
我要来抓住他。
Because he laid hold of me.
因为基督抓住了他。
I'm climbing to that upward prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus.
我在那里要得到天上从召我来要得的奖赏。
And as he goes down that mine shaft,
当他钻这个矿井的时候，
pursuing Christ while in prison,
当他在监狱里面追求耶稣的时候，
he finds this wonderful vein in that mine called joy.
他就在那里找到了一个奇妙的一个矿脉叫做喜乐。
How many times joy in Philippians?
你在腓立比书读多少处读到喜乐
?One, two, three, four, five. Anybody say six? How about seven?
有没有人说六次七次
?Yeah, seven, but then you're not counting the verbs.
七次但是你还没有数到这个动词。
Ah, what a shaft of gold. A vein he found climbing, pursuing Christ even there in prison.
在这个金矿里他爬来爬去他找到的是何等的金矿。
Now, talk about a mine, this letter to the Colossians.
我们在这里讲到这个哥罗西书，它是何等的一个保障。
I don't know. Paul writes that chapter one. Is he in the body or out of the body?
我不知道他在写第一章的时候，他在身内呢，还是在身外。
Who ever saw Christ so large?
有谁看见基督是如此的大
？Creator of everything.
他是万有的创造者。
And the one who everything's created for.
也是万有为他而造。
The cohesive force of the universe.
他是把这个万有都让他持守的。
Who's also the head of all things.
他也是万有的首。
Preeminent in the kingdom and in the world.
他在这个世上，在国里面，他也居首位。
Head over the church.
他是教会的元首。
And despite all of that largeness, able to come down and die for you and me.
尽管他是那样的大，但是他愿意来为我们死。
This is a big, big Christ.
这是一个极大极大的耶稣。
Now, when I speak to young people, I call him the macrocosmic Christ.
当我跟年轻人讲的时候，我说他是这个宏观的宇宙的基督。
Listen, Star Wars is cheap potatoes compared to this.
你看这个现在这个星球大战，这跟现在根本没有办法比。
Forget your Wookiees and the Chewbaccas.
你要忘记这里面的这两个人物。
Now we're talking about a real macro universe here.
我们在这里谈到的是一个宏观的宇宙。
But is it just la la la?
是不是只是如此而已
？Oh yeah, yeah, he's number one. Yeah, rules everything. Yeah,
你是他是是第一。
He created everything.
他是造一切的。
He saved everything.
他也救了拯救了一切。而如此而已。
Well, you may have read the words, but you haven't gone down that mine shaft.
也许你读了这样的话，但是你还没有到那个矿井的里面。
I mean, this is Paul's occupation. Make it his preoccupation.
这是保罗的职业，也是他全神贯注的事情。
And so he writes the Colossians.
所以他就在这里写哥罗西书。
Because the Colossians have gotten stuck.
因为哥罗西人他们已经被卡住。
In a little mine shaft made by men.
他们被一个很窄的矿井，人造的矿井来卡住。
Gnosticism.
是被一个叫做诺斯底主义的。
He's got the people started following this human way to perfection.
他们来跟随着一个人的办法来达到完美。
And the more you try to be perfect, the less perfect you think you are.
你越多的想追求完美，你就越觉得你不完美。
Paul saying, "Hold it, hold it."
保罗说，等一等，等一等。
You don't need to play with human toys.
你不需要玩这个人的玩具。
There's only one way to be complete.
只有一个方式你可以达到完全。
Do you sing it?
你有没有看见
？Complete, complete, complete in Him.
在他里面完全。
We are complete in Him.
我们在他里面完全。
Where does that come from?
从哪里来的？
Chewbacca chapter 2.
就是那个星球大战里面、那个、
Revelation 4.
是在启示录第四章。
How about Colossians 2:10?
还是哥罗西书二章十节。
In him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete, complete, complete in him.
神本性一切丰盛都在他里面有形有体的居住，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
How many more good deeds do you need to do to become complete?
你们需要做多少好事才能变为完全？
How many more fasts do you have to go on to become complete?
你们需要多少次的禁食才能完全？
How many more prayers do you need to pray to become complete?
你们需要祷告多少次才可以完全？
How many more times do you need to read the Bible before you complete?
多少次你们要读圣经你们才能完全？
Well, if you're trying to do that, you might end up down in a rabbit hole.
如果你要这样做的话，你可能到了一个兔子的洞里面。
And so I've been trying to lead us into this, just this one mine shaft of the several that are in this letter to the Colossians.
我想今天晚上，我想跟着大家一起到这个在哥罗西书里面有几个矿井，我们今天只钻一个矿井。
And this is the mine shaft of Colossians 2:9.
这是在哥罗西书第二章九节里面讲到那个矿井。
In Him dwells the fullness of deity in bodily form.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的在他里面居住。
What a tremendous statement this is.
这是一个多么大的一个宣告。
And last time we looked in that mine.
上一次我们在这个矿场的里面。
And what did we discover?
我们发现了什么？
God the Father.God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
父神、子神和灵神。
Wait, do you see him?
你有没有看见他？
Do you have that kid's book, Where's Waldo?
你有没有那个小孩的一本书 ,Waldo 这个人在哪里？
Do you ever see those pictures where you see a tree and it says, how many people do you see in the tree?
你有没有看见他呢？有一个图画里面有一棵树，你在这个树上可以看到几个人。
All right, now listen, here's that one verse. How many people can you see in that one verse?
现在有一段你看有几个人你可以看见。
In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. Who do you see?
神本性一切丰盛一切都有形有体在基督里居住。你看见什么？
Well, bodily form. You see Jesus there, I hope.
在那里看见有形有体，我盼望你看见了基督。
Wait a minute, you see all fullness.
你又看见神本性一切的丰盛。
When you look at Jesus in that mind, you discover God the Father.
在你这个矿里面，你看见父神。
And you discover God the Holy Spirit.
你也看见这个灵神。
All the fullness of the Godhead.
神本性一切的丰盛。
In that one mind shaft.
都在那个矿井里面。
But you see it through Jesus.
但是你要借着基督。
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
我是真理、道路、生命，没有人能到父里去，除非经过我。
How much do we want to see the Father?
我们多么渴望看见我们的神。
Go ahead, try to find the Father.
你在那里试图找到神。
He's just beyond the redwoods.
他只是在这个红木的林边。
Look up in the sky, see if you find the Father.
你再往天上看，你能不能找到父
？Look into Jesus Christ, and you'll meet the Father.
你要看耶稣基督，你就在那里遇到父。
If you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
如果耶稣说，如果你看见了我，你就看见了父。
Right?
是不是
？This is a tremendous. That one verse.It's already a mind that's full of tremendous things, the Trinity.
这一节的圣经就把三而一的神这个巨大的这么一个意义就向我们显明。
Now there was a sister over the Christmas holiday here at Wheaton College who got into a bunch of trouble.
有一个姊妹她在一个大学里面她在圣诞节的时候她遇到了很多麻烦。
You know Wheaton College?
你们听说过这个惠特Wheaton 的这个大学
It's in Illinois. It's one of the top Christian schools in the nation.
是在伊利诺伊这个州是是个一个比较有名的这个基督徒的大学
That's where Billy Graham's library is and all sorts of things.
这是Billy Graham 他的图书馆所在的地方
Now there was a woman professor there.
那里有一个女子的教授。
And over the holiday, she decided to wear a Muslim burqa. I don't know what's that thing called?
在这个过圣诞节的时候，她就决定她戴一个穆斯林人他们所戴的那个头巾。
Now she's a Christian.
她是一个基督徒。
But she says, "I'm wearing this in solidarity with the Muslims."
她说，我要戴的这个，我是为了表明我和这个穆斯林人我是休戚相关。
Okay. But then she says.
但是他说了一句话
Because we worship the same God.
他说我们在敬拜同一个神
That's what got her into trouble.
这就是让给他带来了麻烦
They not only took off the burqa, they took her away.
他们不仅把他头巾给他拿去还把他给开除了
Now I know some of you young people say, well, what's the problem with that? Well, the Muslims and the Christians, well, we worship the same God.
你们年轻人可能会说这有什么问题穆斯林人和你们基督徒的我们拜的是同一位神
I guess the first question I should ask is, who do you worship?
我要问你们的第一个问题是你们敬拜谁
Now we worship one God.
我们敬拜一位神。
Muslims worship one God.
穆斯林人也敬拜一位神。
So it must be the same.
所以你们就是认为是一样的。
Wait a minute.
等一等。
We worship one God.
我们敬拜一位神。
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
父神、子神和灵神。
Now, is that who they worship?
那是不是他们也这样敬拜呢？
Let's take it from another angle.
我们从另外一个角度来看。
Jesus says, "He who doesn't receive me doesn't receive my Father in heaven."
耶稣说，那个不接待我的，就不接待我在天上的父。
If somebody says, "Oh, I love God the Father, I just hate Jesus,"
有些人要告诉你说，我爱天父，但是我恨耶稣。
Wrong answer.
你就知道这个答案是错的。
We don't worship the same God.
我们当然不是敬拜同一位神。
But now you can't know that unless you've been in the tunnel.
如果你不经过这个矿场的话，你就不会知道这一点。
Have you met God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, or you're just talking out of your theory?
你是在那里，你到底遇没有遇见父神、子神和灵神，还是你就是在这讲理论而已
？So if you're a lazy teenager, you just say, "Ah, it's all the same."
如果你是一个懒惰的年轻人，你说没有什么区别。
You need to do a little spelunking.
你可能要在那里，你要在那里努力一点。
And you'll find out who the God you worship is.
你就会发现你敬拜的神到底是谁。
We remember when Jesus was raised from the dead.
我们记得耶稣从死里复活的时候。
And those two men were walking along the road to Emmaus.
有两个人他们在去大马五寺的路上。
And they couldn't find a mine shaft with Jesus in it anywhere.
他们不能在任何的地方发现这个矿井。
Jesus says, "What are you guys doing?"
耶稣就问他们：“你们去哪里啊？”
They say, "We're moping."
他说：“ We're sad. 我们很难过，我们在抹眼泪。”
We were following Jesus.
我们过去，我们跟随耶稣。
I don't know. Was he God? Was he man? I don't know. We were following him.
我们不知道他到底是人还是神。我们当时我们跟随他。
But he was crucified in Jerusalem.
但是他在耶路撒冷被钉了十字架。
We don't know what's happened to him.
我们不知道这以后他发生了什么事情。
Is he raised from the dead? We don't know.
他是不是从死里复活？我们也不知道。
And what did Jesus do?
耶稣做了什么？
He says, "Let's go down the mine shaft of the Word of God."
我们到神的话的矿井的里面。
What does it say?
在那里说的是什么
？He says, "He opened the scriptures and showed them from Moses through the prophets himself."
他就打开圣经，指着旧约里面，从摩西一直到先知，指着他所做的见证。
Now, who do you want to explore the scriptures with?
你愿意和谁一起来探讨这个圣经呢
？Brother Congdon?
是和我们的康登弟兄吗
？Brother Wong?
还是和我们的王弟兄
That's a better choice.
可能比我这个要好一点。
How about letting Jesus open the scriptures to you?
好不好让耶稣帮我们打开这个圣经
You see, it's in the Jesus mine shaft that the scriptures open up and you say, "Ah, there he is in Genesis. Ah, there he is in the Psalms. Ah, there he is in Isaiah."
在当耶稣打开这个矿井的时候你就会发现哦，他是在创世纪他也在诗篇他也在以赛亚书里面。
When I got out of cemetery, I had 66 books in the Bible.Seminary, yes.
当我离开这个神学院的时候，我有66卷圣经。
They were all different, written by different people, blah blah blah.
他们是有不同的人写的，都是不一样。
See, I studied the Bible.
我在那里研究了圣经。
So, about 5 years later.
五年以后。
I bumped into Stephen Kahn.
我遇见了江走道弟兄。
He was actually doing month by month, taking a book of the Old Testament every month.
他在那里一个月一个月的给我们讲旧约里面的一本圣经。
By the time I caught up with him, he'd already done Numbers.
我已经当我追到他的时候，他已经把民数记都已经讲完
了。So he opened up Numbers on a weekend, and in three messages, he showed Jesus in Numbers.
在这个这一个周末，他把民数记打开三次，他就讲到了耶稣。
Then he came back next month. He did three times with Deuteronomy, but no, it was Jesus, not Deuteronomy.
在后来的一个月他讲了三次生命记讲的是耶稣不是生命记
And I was already hooked.
我已经被他牢牢地抓住
I was there for Joshua, I was there for Judges, you know?
我在那里就听约书亚记也在那里听
I didn't know Jesus was in all that.
我根本不知道耶稣都在这任何的一本书里面
You should go spelunking with Stephen Kahn.
你在那里你要和江弟兄一同的在那里努力寻找
But it's best when you go with Jesus.
但是跟耶稣去一起是最好的。
When you open the words of Jesus, show me yourself in your word.
当耶稣把书打开的时候，我们就看见他自己在这个书里面。
Oh, the Holy Spirit, he hops to work when somebody prays that kind of a prayer.
当有人做刚才那样的祷告的时候，圣灵就马上开始工作。
Yet, you know, there's a blindness that we have.
你知不知道我们带着这么样一个盲点？
And you know what? It's a willful blindness.
这个盲点实际上是我们专特意有的。
Did you know in the scriptures, all spiritual blindness is willful and therefore evil?
你知不知道在圣经里面所有属灵的盲点都是有意的，所以都是恶的。
Now there were the Pharisees and the leaders in Jerusalem staring the Logos of God right in the face.
但在耶路撒冷有那些法利赛人和文士，他们直接了当的看着这个神的话。
And they were criticizing him.
但是他们却在那里批判耶稣。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么
？You search the scriptures because in them you think you're going to find eternal life, and these scriptures speak about me.
你们在那里查考圣经，要在里面找永生。但是这经是指着我做见证的。
But you will not see me.
但是你们看不见我。
It's in John chapter 5, verse 39 and 40.
在约翰五章三十九、四十节。
That's willful blindness.
是一个故意的盲点。
Some of you hear Jesus preached every Sunday, but you refuse to see him.
那些人他们每个主日都听耶稣在那里跟他们讲道但是他们拒绝来看见他。
No, that's not good.
这一点都不对。
If you're here this weekend and you're not seeing Jesus, that's not good.
如果你这个周末你还没有看见耶稣的话那好像就不正常。
You've got ample opportunity.
你就失去了这个机会。
To open the scriptures and go into the mine shaft and see Jesus.
你可以到这个矿井的里面，你打开圣经来在那里寻找耶稣。
He's everywhere, right?
他在，这是无所不在的，对不对？
You heard our brother Wang this morning.
你听见我们黄弟兄今天早晨。
He said, "Look at Proverbs 8. There's Jesus."
你读箴言第八章，耶稣在那里。
Did you see that before?
你以前有没有见过？
Ah, you see, there's a lot of mining that we need to do.
我们还需要探很多的矿。
And Paul tells us through Timothy.
保罗在提摩太后书，提摩太。
He exhorts us.
他通过提摩太来劝勉我们。
To study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
当你要靠着正义分解神的话。
Now we need to be students of the word.
我们需要成为学圣经的人。
Colossians places an emphasis on the word.
在哥罗西书把这个神的道也放在首位。
The word of the gospel.
是福音的道。
The word of truth.
真理的道。
And of course, Colossians 3:16.
当然也在哥罗西书第三章十六节。
Let the word of Christ richly dwell in you.
让神的道丰丰富富的存在我们心里。
How do we come into a fuller revelation of Christ?
我们怎样才能得到基督的完全的启示
？We mine the word of God.
我们在这里探索神的话。
Are you searching?
你有没有寻找
？Are you asking to see Jesus?
你有没有在那里要求要看到耶稣
？But Paul, as we mentioned last time in Colossians, when he talks about knowing the Lord.
当我们上次提到哥罗西书，当保罗讲到认识主，
He's not satisfied with an intellectual knowing of the truth about Jesus.
他不只只是想要知道在那个智慧上面认识这个耶稣。
He wants us to fully know the Lord.
他愿意我们有对着耶对主有全备的知识。
That means we don't know him by the hearing of the ear, we know him by experience.
那就意味着我们不是通过我们的耳朵来认识他，我们是通过我们的经历来认识他。
Throughout this letter, he keeps talking about this epignosko, this full knowledge of Christ.
在这里面，他不停地讲到这一个词，这就是全备的知识，真知识。
Many Christians have a second-hand objective knowledge of the truth, but they haven't experienced the great depths of Christ.
很多基督徒借着有第二手的经历来第二手的知识认识耶稣，但是他们没有通过自己的经历来认识耶稣。
So, last night we shared about this matter of the Trinity, so-called.
昨天晚上我们讲过这个三而一的神。
But it isn't just for us to know the doctrine of the Trinity.
我们当然不只是要明白这个关于三而一神的这个教训。
It's for us to know God the Father, God the Son.God the Holy Spirit.
而是为着我们要真的知道我们的父神、子神和灵神。
Jesus was always presenting his Father to his disciples.
耶稣总是在那里要显明他的父，向着他们的门徒。
And John, as he reflects on that in his Gospel, says, "No man has seen God at any time."
在约翰福音第一章里面讲到，从来没有人见过神。
The only begotten God, who's in the bosom of the Father, He has exegeted Him.
只有在父神怀里的独生子将他显明出来。
So the Lord wants to reveal the Father and the Holy Spirit to us today.
所以我们的主他愿意向我们启示父和圣灵。
Now, I want, before we go on and talk about the next mine shaft mystery,
我们今天讲到另外一个这个奥秘的矿井之前
that's going to be tonight the incarnation.
今天晚上我们就要提到这个道成肉身
But before we get there,
当我们去以前
I just want to comment on this word mysteries.
我只是在这里再接着评论一下这个词奥秘
Now, do you notice in Colossians, he doesn't say, now I want to talk to you about the Trinity.
在哥罗西书里面他没有直说我要告诉你们关于三而一神的事情。
Or I want to talk to you about the incarnation.
我也没有告诉你我要跟你讲这个道成肉身的事情。
Now these are theological terms that the church has employed to try to describe these truths.
这些只是一些术语是用教会来用来描述基督的。
Paul prefers to call them mysteries.
保罗更喜欢叫这件事情奥秘。
Now, this word mystery was a common word used among Gnostics in the Greek world.
在这个奥秘这个词是在这个希腊他这个才智这个派的他的常用的一个词。
Indeed, Gnosticism is called a mystery religion.
这个诺斯底派其实是被叫做一个奥秘派。
It's sort of like the, what are they called? Anyway, it's like a secret society.
好像是一个这个一个秘密的一个机构。
You join it.
你或者说你就参加它。
You're initiated.
你就得了这个光照。
Then they let you in on the real secrets.
他们就把真正的秘密告诉你。
Now you can't know the secrets unless you join the group.
除非你参加他们的组织，你就不能知道这个秘密。
That'll be $100, please.
你要先给我交100块钱。
Now what they do is they tell you about God.
他们跟你讲关于神的事。
They said you believe in God.
他们问你，你是不是信神
？Yeah, I did.
你说是啊，我没错。
They said, oh, let me tell you about God.
他说不，我们要告诉你这样的一位神。
There is God.
有一位神。
You can't know him.
你不能认知他。
Totally transcendent.
他是完全超越的。
Now, then down, two steps down the ladder, there's demiurge.
然后在这个两层以下有一个
Demiurge. In Greek, demiurgos. He created the world.
是这么一个叫一个创造的主。
Now, he's not high up as God, but he's the creator God.
他们跟不像那么未知之神那么高，但是他是创造的神。
Couple of steps down.
再一步，第一步。
There's a God named Logos.
是这个神，他的名字叫
The word,
就是道
the concept,
就这个概念。
Two steps down.
再两步。
Sophia.
智慧之神。
Sophia is not a pretty girl.
她索菲亚不是一个长得很漂亮的女孩。
Sophia is the God of wisdom.
索菲亚是智慧之神。
Then you go down a little further and you got Soter. That's savior.
再往下面有一个叫 Soter 的神，他就是意思就是说
救赎的神。In the whole hierarchy, see of these gods.
你看见这么一个层次的神。
Now the Christian Gnostics said,
在这个基督徒的诺斯底派，他们是
God is God.
神是神。
Jesus is Savior.
耶稣是救赎之主。
But he's not equal with God.
但是他和那个神不一样。
He's down on the totem pole.
他是在这个你看那个非洲那个柱子图腾的柱子里面比较低的那一位。
So Paul is going to say no.God, Christ is equal with God.
保罗说不对，基督与父与神同等。
But he thought not equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself and came down in the form of a man.
但是他不以与父神同等为强夺的，他反倒虚己，他成了肉身。
So you see, that's what Gnosticism does.
这就是诺斯底派他们要你知道的。
Jehovah's Witnesses are Gnostics.
耶和华见证者他们其实属于这个诺斯底派。
Jehovah,
他在那有耶和华
Jesus,
耶稣
not God.
耶稣不是神。
The Mormons are Gnostics.
摩门派他们也是诺斯底派。
There's God.
有一位神。
There's Jesus.
耶稣在他以下。
Not God.
他不是神。
Jesus is God.
耶稣是神。
And if we don't know that he is equal,And one, and part of the one God, we are teaching error.
如果我们不认识他是与独一的神同等，我们就在这里教错误的教训。
But Paul says, now I want to teach you the mysteries of God.
但是保罗说，我要再教导你们神的奥秘。
Now what does Paul mean?
保罗是什么意思？
Does he say, give me $100?
说你们要给我100块钱吗？
He says, no. These are mysteries.That are available to every believer by the Holy Spirit.
他说不，这是神的奥秘，对于每一个信主的人都是可以得到的，只要你通过借着圣灵。
You know, when you read Paul's letters, what does he talk about? The mystery of God, the mystery of Christ, the mystery of the church, the mystery of Christ in you, the mystery of godliness, the mystery of iniquity, the mystery of the gospel.
保罗在这里讲到这个奥秘的时候，讲到神的奥秘、基督的奥秘、教会的奥秘，然后基督在我们里面的奥秘，然后这个国度的奥秘。
Good job. The mystery of God's eternal purpose.
还有神永远旨意的奥秘。
The mystery of the Gentiles' inclusion in full inheritance in the house of God.
也还有包括外邦人在他里面也得了基业这样的一个奥秘。
How did and Paul says, I am a steward of these mysteries.
保罗说我是这些神奥秘式的管家。
God wants me to go and preach and to dispense these precious things.
神要我出去把这个神的奥秘来交付给你们。
Now why does he call them mysteries?
为什么他这样叫这是奥秘?
Because until Jesus came, lived, died, was buried, was raised again, and ascended and glorified in heaven, and all of those things were mysterious.
因为除了耶稣他来了他死了，他复活了，他升天了。在这事情发生以前，所有的事情都是奥秘的。
They were secrets in God's heart.
因为他们是神心里面的奥秘。
Oh, God wants to save the Gentiles.
神要救外邦人。
Only when Jesus came was that revealed.
只有当耶稣来了，这件事情才显明出来。
God has a purpose for Israel.
神对着以色列人，他有一个目的。
Only in Jesus was that revealed.
只有当耶稣来了，这才显明
出来。Do you get it?
你明不明白
？Christ in you, what is that?
基督在你的里面。
How is Christ going to affect holiness in your life and mine? Total mystery.
基督怎么样在我们里面做成圣洁这件事，这是完全是一个奥秘。
Until Christ came.
直到他自己来。
So these great mysteries that Paul is a steward of all circulate around what Christ has done.
这些神保罗所知道的所有的奥秘都是围绕着基督的。
Do you get it?
你明不明白
？In Romans chapter 3.
在罗马第三章。
The Jews are scratching their head.
那些犹太人他们在挠头。
We can't understand the patience of God.
如果我们不能来理解神
的忍耐。How come he's putting up with sin?
他怎么能忍耐罪呢？
And then Jesus came.
然后基督就耶稣就来。
And he explained why God was waiting.
他就在那里解释神为什么在那里耐心的等待。
For a Redeemer to come who could forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
因为要等那个救赎主来，可以洗净我们一切的罪，
Mystery solved.
除去我们不义。这个秘密绝机密就解决了。
So Paul is sharing these wonderful truths, but he doesn't call them Trinity and Incarnation. He just says they're mysteries you have to find by looking in Christ.
保罗在这里讲这些所有的奥秘的事情，但是他没有直接的说他直接说三合一神这些概念，他只是说这些奥秘你们可以自己发现。
Now, even though these mysteries are now explained and revealed to everybody who by the Spirit is born again.
当我们被圣灵来重生的时候，这些奥秘就向我们显明。
They're still mysteries.
他们还是奥秘。
Why?
为什么？
Two reasons.
有两个原因。
Number one.
第一。
It's beyond Chinese brain power to understand.
我们中国人的头脑难以理解。
And the depths of each of these mysteries is beyond what any of us can grasp.
这每一个奥秘的深度都是超乎我们所以想象的。
Go on down the mine shaft of the mystery of Christ. You'll never get out to the other side because there's more and more and more to discover. And that's why we get together that we might explore the height and depth and width and breadth.
当你进到这个矿井的时候，你绝对不会有一个机会可以从另一面一头出来，因为你会钻得越深，越来越深。当我们一起来在这里发掘基督的长阔高深。
All right, so now tonight, by God's help, we go into that mine shaft again. In Him dwells all the fullness of God in bodily form.
今天晚上我们再一次进到这一个矿井里面，就是所说的神本性一切的丰盛都在它里面有形有体的居住。
And in there, we're going to look tonight at the mystery of the incarnation.
今天晚上我们要看道成肉身的奥秘。
Now, where do we get this incarnation from?
我们从哪里得到这个道成肉身这么一个这个意这词
？Well, there's several verses.
有几处圣经。
But the main one we get is from John chapter 1.
最主要的是在约翰福音第一章。
In the beginning was the Logos, and the Logos was with God, and the Logos was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And the Logos became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
The Logos became flesh.
道成了肉身。
The Eternal One who has always been with God became flesh.
这个一直与神同在的，他成了肉身。
God came in the flesh.
神道成了肉身。
That is the mystery that we hear when we Hear this, in whom all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
这就是当我们提到这个奥秘，讲到神本性一切的丰盛都在它里面有形有体的居住。
Now there's too many scriptures to talk about Jesus being divine for us to go into, but just for the sake of young people, I'll list off four quickly.
我在这里几次列出来有四处讲到基督的神性。
One is John chapter 10 verse 30.
第一处是约翰福音第十章三十节。
Jesus said to his astounded disciples, I and the Father are one.
他在那里让他的门徒很惊讶，他说我和父原为一。
And we remember what happened to the doubting Thomas when he saw the Lord and the Lord said, okay, here, put your hands in my scars.
当多马在那里怀疑的时候，主跟他说，你来把你的手插在我的这个钉痕里面。
Now what did Thomas say?
托马是怎么说的
？Thomas is a Jew.
托马是一个犹太人。
Thomas doesn't believe in many gods.
他不信有众神。
He believes in one God.
他只信有独一的神。
What did he say?
他怎么说
？My Lord and my God.
他说我的主，我的神。
That's what he said to Jesus.
这是他向耶稣说的。
Now that's you can't change those words.
你不能改变这样的话。
It's what it says.
他就是这么说的。
In 2 Corinthians 5:19,
在哥林多后书二章五章十九节
，Paul said God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself.
说到主在借着基督让我们与他和好。
And then in Colossians here,
在哥罗西书里面
，we say he is the image of the invisible God.
他是那不可看见的神的像。
Now who's that talking about?
在那里讲的是什么
？Jesus Christ the Lord.
在你讲到是耶稣基督主。
He is the image of the invisible God.
他是那不可看见的神的像。
Of course, Colossians is the highest, gives us the highest picture of Jesus in his divinity.
当然，哥罗西书就把基督的神性 在最高的层次向我们显启示。
In that song we read in Colossians chapter 1,
我们在刚才读的哥罗西书第一章的那个诗歌
There's three verses.
有三处的圣经。
Worshipping Jesus Christ the Lord as creator,
在那里敬拜耶稣基督作为创世主。
Jesus Christ the Lord as reconciler and redeemer,
耶稣基督也是那是我人与神和好的那一位。
Jesus Christ the Lord as glorifier of all things in heaven and in earth.
耶稣基督也是那位让天上地上一切都得着荣耀的那一位。
You can't read Colossians without realizing Paul thinks that Jesus Christ is God.
当你读哥罗西书的时候，你不得不明白，保罗他认为基督就是神。
But because not everybody here knows about the history of the church,
当然不是所有的人都明白教会的历史。
We want to talk about this incarnation.
我们在这里讲一讲道成肉身这件事情。
And the problem men have,
人所有的问题。
When they try to use their brain,
当他们想动用他们的头脑。
This is just low main.
这其实只是一个很小学的
手段。It's just noodles. Noodles, you know?
这只是一个
Looks like a bowl of noodles, like lo mein.
一碗的捞面而已。
I see this guy eats high Cantonese food, huh?
他好像觉得我是吃这个比较贵的广东菜。
Nevertheless,
尽管如此
because man thinks he's so wise,
许多人他们认为他们很有智慧。
They say, now I gotta figure this thing out.
他们说我要把这件事情想明白。
Basically, here's what we say.
我们就这样说。
Jesus is verily God and verily human.
耶稣是百分之百的神，也是百分之百的人。
Now, since most of you have studied math, let me change the equation.
当你们都学过数学，我们来讲一讲这个等式。
Jesus is 100% God and 100% human.
耶稣是一百分之百的神，也是百分之百的人。
That's the revelation in the mine shaft.
这就是这个矿井给我们的启示。
100% God, 100% human.
百分之百的神，百分之百的人。
Now some of you are already turning your heads like, huh?
你们可能已经开始在那摇头。
And if you try to get your mind to figure that out, you're going to end up in a heresy.
如果你想用你的头脑来搞明白的话，你们就会进到异端的里面。
Can you leave it alone and let it be a mystery?
你可不可以就让它做成一个奥秘？
Oh, it's so wonderful to be married. Oh, the mystery of marriage.
好，你在那里说结婚是那么好，结婚有一个奥秘。
It's when you try to figure it out, you get in trouble.
当你想试图明白的时候，你就遇上麻烦。
Don't try to figure your wife out. What are you kidding?
你不要在那里想试图搞明白你的妻子是怎么想的，你不明白吗？
Everybody here is married should know about mystery.
所有结婚的人都应该理解这个奥秘这件事。
Now, there's the mystery of Christ, 100% divine, 100% human.
那里就是基督的奥秘，他是百分之百的神，也是百分之百的人。
Now, how can we explain this?
我们怎么解释呢？
So some people thought and thought and thought and came up with this.
有些人他们在那里想啊想啊，想破了头，他们是得出这样一个结论。
Jesus was a human.
耶稣只是个人而已。
He was 100% human.
他是百分之百的人。
And at his baptism,
当他受浸的时候,
the Spirit of God came into him.
神的灵就降到他的身上。
How he was a man anointed by the Spirit of God.
他就是被神的灵所来膏的。
A man in whom dwelt the Spirit of God.
在他里面有圣灵居住在里面。
And he lived and he worked and he preached.
他在那里生活，他在那里传道，他在那
里行道。And when he died on the cross,
当他在十字架上死的时候,
he said, Father, unto you, I give my spirit.
他说，父啊，我将我的灵交到你的手里。在那时候,
up went the Holy Spirit,
圣灵就飞走了。
And a man died on the cross.
一个人死在了十字架上。
That's what they figured out.
他们就是这样解释的。
He was actually just a man.
他只是一个人而已。
But he had the Spirit of God.
但是他有神的灵与他同在。
But the Spirit left him.
但是这个灵就离他而去。
Why?
为什么？
Why did people say he's just a man? What's the problem they have?
为什么人这么说他只是一个人？他们到底有什么问题？
Because God can't die.
他 他们说神怎么会死呢？
We got to get rid of God before he goes and dies on the cross.
我们再把这个神性从他里面拿去，才能让他在十字架上被钉死。
That's why so many people have trouble with Charles Wesley's hymn.
所以很多人他们跟这个查理威斯里对他的诗歌有问题。
When he says God died for me,
他们说神为我而死。
People say no, wait, that's too much.
人说等等，你这太过分了。
Oh, there's great mysteries there.
在那里有一个极大的奥秘。
Now some other guys put on their thinking caps and no, that can't be right.
另外一个人就戴上一个他思考的帽子，说这是不对。
啊
哈，我想明白了。
Jesus is actually.100% God.
耶稣实际上只是百分之百的神。
But he, like an angel, he came down into a human body.
他像一个天使一样，他来到一个人的身体里面。
Kind of like a ghost.
好像像一个幽灵一样。
Now he, like an angel, took over a human body.
他就像一个天使，他在那里住在一个人的身体里面。
He lived among the disciples.
他和这个门徒一起生活。
He performed divine wonders.
他在那里施行了很多的神迹。
Only when he was up on the mountain of transfiguration.
只有当他在变化山上的时候。
Did he take off his disguise?
他才把他的伪装除去。
And we saw he was really God.
我们才看见他真是神。
But then he put his disguise back on.
然后他把他的伪装又重新戴上。
Now he went to the cross.
然后他到十字架上。
But when he went to the cross.
当他去十字架上的时候。
He didn't die.
他没有死。
He just went up.
他就升天了。
He sits at the throne of God.
他坐在神宝座的右边。
Jesus is God.
耶稣就是神。
Came down and wore a body for a while.
他在那里就成为带一个人的身体有一刻。
But he was never really a man.
但是他绝对从来没有做过人。
And do you know there's some other people come up with a third option?
另外还有一些人他们有第三项的选择。
They say, well, Jesus is the Son of God.
他们说耶稣是神的儿子。
But he's not equal with God.
但是他与神不同等。
He's the son of God.
他是神的儿子。
A couple of rungs down the ladder.
他是几个梯度比神更低一点。
Nah, that makes perfect sense.
那样就全部解释，可以解释了。
Now you say to yourself, well, what's the big deal?
你们就问我们讲这些有什么意义
呢？ It's a mystery anyway.
它是一个奥秘啊。
So the Jehovah's Witnesses believe this, and who cares?
所以耶和华见证人他们这样信的，谁管呢？
Unless you understand the mystery of the incarnation, your whole understanding of your spiritual life is off.
除非你明白道成肉真的奥秘，你们所有的属灵的知识都是错的。
Let me give you a few examples.
给你几个例子。
If Jesus was just a man who died on the cross, and by the way, they believe he did not rise from the dead.
如果耶稣只是一个人，他死在十字架上，他们那些人其实认为耶稣并没有从死里复活。
Then it means, first of all,
这就代表着
that we were saved by somebody who died for us, but they were a sinful man from Adam's race.
我们就是有一个人为了我们的罪而死，他也是从这个亚当的族类的一个有罪的人。
Can a man who's born of Adam save another sinner?
一个出于亚当的人能不能救另外一个罪人呢？
Theological problems abound.
你看见那里面有太多的逻辑的问题。
And if you believe Jesus was a man who just had the Spirit upon him,
你如果相信耶稣只是有一个灵住在他的里面。
Number two, there's no resurrection body.
在这里就没有一个复活的身体。
When you die, it's over.
当你死了，一切就完了。
Not it's over. Your spirit goes up.
不是当。当你的灵那么多就那么升上去的时候
Hello, I'm Casper, the friendly ghost.
就像那个电影里面那个小幽灵一样。
And worst of all, if Jesus died as a man, there's no man in the glory.
更糟糕的是当如果他作为一个人死了就在荣耀里面就没有那个人。
Interceding for us.
为我们代求。
Think about it.
你想一想。
There's some ramifications to such a belief.
这里面这样的信仰其实有一定的后果的。
But you like the one where he's God. He's God, but he wasn't man. That's the way I can sort this out with my low main brain.
你现在就是靠我这个面条一样这个的大脑，你现在又转向你说现在这样不对，就让我们认为他是神吧。
Now wait just a minute.
你还要等一等。
If he was God and not man.
如果他是神不是人的话
Was he really tempted when he said he was tempted?
当他受试探的时候，有没有真的受过试探？
Did he really suffer when he said he suffered?
当他在那里受苦，他说他受苦的时候，真的受苦过吗？
He could pull out the God card all the time.
他可以就出他那张做神的那张牌。
He never had to suffer. Not really suffer.
他绝对不要真正的来受苦。
But of course that means that he's up in heaven now.
那也代表着说他就现在坐在天上。
But he's no merciful high priest.
他不是我们那慈悲忠心的大祭司。
Because he can't understand where we're coming from.
因为他不知道我们是从哪里来的。
Well, that's not good.
这好像也不是。
And plus the fact.
另外。
That we can never be transformed from our sinful state into a son of glory.
我们怎么能从我们有罪的这个状况变成荣耀的儿女呢？
Why?
怎么可能？
Because there's no man that we can be united with in their death, burial, and resurrection, ascension, and glorification, there's no crucified Christ.
如果没有钉十字架的基督，我们怎么可能与他在死里、在复活里面、在升天和他在荣耀里面与他联合呢？
Now, how are you going to be made perfect by your own efforts?
你自己怎么样能够做被做成完全，是靠着你自己努力吗？
Good luck, Charlie Brown.
查理·布朗，你运，祝你好运。
And of course, if he's God, then there's no firstborn among many sons of glory.
当然，如果他只是神的话，他就不是守在那个众子里面的长子。
And if you stretch your imagination to believe that we're the bride, we got no groom.
如果你再把你的想象扩大一点，你就看见有一个新妇，但是没有新郎。
Pretty lonely existence.
那个新妇实在可怜。
And plus the fact.
另外。
That the prophecy that Satan's head would be smashed by a human.
在那里面有这么一个，有这样的一个预言，讲到撒旦的头要被人子人妇人的后裔来打，这个就不可能实现。
Well, that took a long time. So is it a good idea that Jesus was just God?
你如果只是把基督耶稣认为是神的话，是不是一个好的？
You said, no, but I got it. God is God, Jesus is the Son of God, two rungs down, right?
你说的不行，我耶稣是神的儿子。
That solves all our problems.
就解决了所有的问题。
But wait a minute.
但是等一等。
That means he never was equal with God, so there was never anything to empty, and there was no humiliation.
就说到他不是从来没有与神同等，就没有什么可以虚己，也没有什么可以来自己降卑。
And if he didn't come down and empty himself and humble himself and become a servant and die on the cross, then there's no reason to glorify him and give him a name above every other name.
如果他没有来降卑，没有来成为人，然后死在十字架上，就没有这个一个理由来让他得荣耀。
Now, by the way, I didn't explain how they come to this Son of God theory.
我没有解释他们这些人他是怎么想出来这个神子的这个理论。
They say the Son of God came into existence when Jesus was born.
他们说神的儿子就被生出来，当他被怀孕的时候。
Sound reasonable?
听起来是不是有点道理
？Okay, well, that means that there was never an eternal Son.With the Father before the foundation of the world.
这就说明在创世以前就没有那个一位永远的子与神同在。
So God lived all alone.
神他就一直孤孤单单的在那里。
I think John says the Father and the Son have been in eternal fellowship.
我们好像听过约翰说父和子有永远的交通。
Not to mention the fact.
不是。
Because he's the Son of God, but not God.
这是他是神的儿子，但他不是神。
He cannot bring in a new heaven and a new earth.
他就不能带来新天和新地。
Only a redeemer who is also a creator can bring in a new heaven and a new earth.
只有那位救赎主，他也是创造的主，他才能带进来新天新地。
And if that's the case,
如果是那样的话
，Let's see. I'll see you at the conference in 3502.Because we'll still be living in San Francisco.
我们在这个1000年以后，3005年我们再见面，
There's no heaven and no earth.
因为不会有新天新地。
And you and I will be living with oxygen masks.
我们在那里，我们要戴这个氧气面罩生活。
This isn't going to work.
当然，这也不说不过去。
All right, so I stand as a fool tonight to say that in that mind shaft of in Him dwells the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form.
我在这里愚昧说，在这个我还怎么能说，在这个神本性一切的丰盛都在他里面有形有体居住。
And I say Jesus is 100% God and 100% man.
我说耶稣是百分之百的神，也是百分之百的人。
You can grade my math as you wish.
你在那里，你给我说我这个数学不合格也可以。
But the other point is,
另外一点是
anything that makes Christ smaller than he is error.
任何说耶稣比他更小的都是错误。
How many times does Paul have to say he has first place? He is firstborn. He is preeminent. Do you get that? What place is that?
保罗有多少次说他是居首位的，他是那首生的，那是这样是什么样的一个地位？
Now if I ran in the Olympics,
如果我到这个奥运会里面去跑
步， No way I'm going to get first prize.
我肯定得不了金牌。
Can you imagine getting preeminent prize?
你能不能得到这个凡事上居首位
的金牌？ What does that mean?
这是什么意思？
That doesn't mean first place.
不是说只是第一名。
That means the only place. There's no second place.
只是说到是唯一的那一位。
That's what Jesus is.
那就是耶稣。
If you make him lower than that,
你如果使他比那个更低的话，
you are in error.
你就错了。
But it's a mystery.
但是这是一个奥秘。
And that's the thing you figure out with your brain.
你不能靠着你的头脑来想清楚。
What you need to do is meet Jesus, the divine, and Jesus, the human.
你要认识的就是那位又是百分之百神、百分之百人的那位耶稣。
You see, it's knowing him personally that enables you to understand this mystery.
你要个人经历上来认识他，你才能理解这个奥秘。
Now, the church has been full of these heresies about who Christ is.
在教会的历史上充满了这样关于基督是谁的这样的异端。
And they came out with some creeds.
他们就带来了一些信条。
Now, I'm going to read a little section of one of the creeds called the Athanasian Creed of the Church.
我在这里跟你们读一段这历史上有个叫亚拿他修信条信经的这一段。
Yeah, and I'm just going to read it to give my brother a hard time. Here we go. But this is what the church says about Jesus, and it's very solid. So just listen.
这教会历史上的描述耶稣的其实是很有根据的，你们听一听。
Pray for my brother, Lord.
我要为我祷告。
The Godhead of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is all one. The glory is equal. The majesty is co-eternal.
父子神是一位，他们的荣耀是一样，他们的威严在永远里的威严也是一样。
As the Father is, so is the Son, and so is the Holy Ghost.
父如何，子就如何，圣灵就如何。
The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit.
父不是被造的，子也不是被造的，圣灵也不是被造的。
The Father unlimited, the Son unlimited, the Holy Ghost.
父神是无限的，子也是无限的，圣灵也是无限的。
This gets pretty easy, isn't it? Huh?
好像很简单嘛。
The Father eternal, the Son, the Spirit.
父永远，子也永远，圣灵也是永远。
The Father is almighty.
父神是全能的。
The Son is.
子是。
The Holy Spirit is.
圣灵是全
能的。You got it again? This is a very easy quiz.
这是一个很简单的一个小问答。
The Father is God.
父是神。
The Son.
子是神。
The Spirit.
圣灵。
You're right again.
也是神。你又对了。
And yet they are not three gods.
但是他们不是三位神。
But one God.
而是一位神。
So likewise, the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, and the Holy Ghost.
同样，父是主，子是主，圣灵也是主。
And yet, not three lords, but.
但是不是三位主，而是一位主。
Now, tomorrow morning when you get up early in the morning, you say, "Now, Lord, I come to you."
明天早上，你再祷告说：“主，我来到你的面前。”
Wait a minute. Who are you praying to?
你像在向谁祷告？
You're praying to the Father, Lord, the Son, Lord, or the Holy Spirit, Lord.
你是跟父这个主和子主还是圣灵这个位主来祷告呢？
Well, I think if you say Lord, it's probably good enough.
如果你说主就够了。
Now, many people in the church, one of the only things they do is they repeat creeds.
很多人他来到教会，他们做的唯一的一件事，他就来重复一段的这个信经。
Have any of you ever been to a church where every week they repeat the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed?
你有没有到这个一个教会，他们在那里重复这个使徒信经或者这是尼散信经
？They all had to memorize it.
他们当然要把它记住。
You know, have you been to churches that they say Our Father?
你有没有到一个教会里面，他说我们天父
？Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. They memorize it. It means nothing.
就是主祷文，他们都记在脑子里面。
So if we say the Lord's Prayer, let's say it with faith.
当我们念主祷文的时候，让我们用信心来念。
Now the Apostles' Creed is a statement of faith.
这个使徒信经实际上是他们的一个信仰的宣告。
I believe in God the Father.
他说我们信主父神。
Et cetera,
等等。
People say these creeds all the time.
人就是重复这样的信条。
Paul's not happy.
保罗他不够高兴。
You tell me, why is Paul not happy?
你们想一想保罗为什么不高兴。
Because they don't know who they're talking about.
他们不知道他们在向谁说。
Maybe they haven't met the Father.
也许他们还没有遇见
过父。Maybe they haven't met the Holy Spirit.
他们还没有遇见圣灵。
Because they don't know Jesus is their Lord and Savior.
因为他们不认识主耶稣是他们的救主。
Paul's not happy.
保罗当然不高兴。
Unless we have full knowledge of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
除非我们对着父子圣灵有着全备的知识。
Now, have you entered into this mystery?
现在你们有没有进到这个奥秘的里面？
The incarnation is a tremendous mystery.
道成肉身是一个极大的奥秘。
It takes four gospels to explain the incarnation.
要有用四卷的福音书才能描述道成肉身这件事。
Matthew and John take the divine side, as it were, and Mark and Luke take the human side, as it were.
马太福音和约翰福音从神性的角度，然后路加和马可是从人性的角度。
But all four gospels clearly all declare he is both God and man.
但是全部四本福音书都在那里宣告他又是神又是人。
Luke especially wrote his gospel to reveal Jesus as the Son of Man, a very human being.
路加福音特别的在那里来描述耶稣是人子，是一个人。
That's why Luke tells us where he was born.
就是为什么路加福音告诉我们他在哪里出生。
Now I know you have a sanitized view of the nativity.
当然你们有一个对这个这个圣诞节有一个不同的一个干净的一个理解。
A beautiful little crib with a cow looking over, and a little baby in there all wrapped up, has a little teether on, and everything's so pretty. And there's Mary, she looks all pretty.
你在那里你看到有这个一个摇篮，有里面有一个漂亮的小孩子，然后他嘴里面带着一个奶嘴，他在那里发出一些声音，然后玛利亚就在他的旁边看着他。
That's Hollywood.
那是好莱坞。
Let me tell you. You know what Luke chapter 1 and 2 tells us?
在路加福音第一章第二节是怎么讲？第二章。
Jesus' birth was humiliating.
耶稣的诞生是多么卑微的。
It was a stinky, smelly barn.
是在一个又脏又臭的马槽的里面。
Joseph couldn't even afford a place for them to stay.
约瑟甚至不能来负担一个地方让他们能居住。
She had to wrap the baby up in just some cloth that she found around.
玛利亚就在那里找到了一些破布把耶稣包了起来。
It was humiliating.
让人是何等的可怜。
But when the child was born,
当这个儿子诞生的时候
this great incarnation,
这个极大的道成肉身
God couldn't keep it in.
父神不能掩饰他心中的喜乐。
I gotta tell somebody.
他说我要告诉一些人。
Where is the wise man?
他说这些智者在哪里？
No wise
man in
Luke.
在路加福音里面没有博士。
I'll tell the chief priests and the Pharisees.
他说我要让这个祭司长和法利赛人知道。
No, because you see, proud intellectuals can't understand the mystery of the incarnation.
没有那些骄傲的那些有才智的人，他们不能理解。
So who did God choose?
神选择了谁?
Smelly shepherds.
那些发出怪味的那些牧羊。
Where are shepherds on the list of the totem pole?
在这个图腾的杆子上面，这些牧羊人在哪里？
Just here above lawyers.
他们只是比律师的地位高一点点。
And an angel busts out of the clouds and says, I've got great news for you. Today, a Savior, the Messiah, the Yeshua, the Jehovah has been born.
有一个天使就从云彩里面列出来，在那里说，我有一个好消息告诉你们，今天那个弥赛亚那个救主已经为你们诞生了。
And the angel's pronouncement was in Hebrew to the shepherds.
那天使他们的宣告是在希伯来文。
And said that this child was the Mashiach, the Messiah.
他们说这个孩子是那个弥赛亚。
The Savior, Hashua.
是那个救主。
And Jehovah.
他是耶和华。
Now, is that a statement of divinity?
那是不是在那里宣告他的神性？
And here is the sign for you shepherds.
他说这里你要看见这么一个奇迹。
How are you going to know that God was born today in this world to save the world?
你怎么能知道一个救主诞生的记号？
You'll find a baby in a manger.
你在马槽里面你找到那么一个孩子。
Now, that's a mystery.
那是一个奥秘。
Only shepherds could understand.
只有牧羊人才能够明白。
They were the only ones humble enough that God could speak to.
因为只有他们够谦卑，神才能向他们说话。
Now I know we look at the disciples, we read the gospels. It's like water off a duck's back. We read the information.
当我们看见我们读这个圣经，我们好像就像这个鸭子在浮水一样。
But you need to appreciate how much the disciples struggled with who Jesus was.
你要在那里明白。那些门徒他们对基督是谁这件事情他们挣扎了多久
They met him as a man.
他们看他是一位人。
But up on the mountain, they discovered he was God.
但是在变化山上他们看见他是神。
And then they saw God suffer.
然后他们看见神为他们受苦。
And in the garden, when Jesus was praying and dropping sweats of blood,
当耶稣在那里祷告他的汗滴如血。
Peter, James, and John were so depressed of sorrow, they fell asleep.
彼得、雅各、约翰他们是那样的悲痛，所以他们就睡着
了。We can't handle this.
他们不能这样对待这件事情。
This is our man.
这是谁？这是我们的人。
But he's divine.
但是他是神。
And now why is he suffering?
为什么他在受苦？
Why is he saying, God, please take this away from me?
他说神要请你把这杯除去。
Then we see only in Luke.
我们只是在路加福音里面。
Peter standing outside after denying Jesus three times.
彼得站在外面，他在否认主三次以后，他来到外面。
That's where it says, and Peter looked at Peter.That Jesus looked at Peter.
当耶稣看彼得的时候。
Now, what do you think was in Jesus' eyes?
你们看见在耶稣的眼里有什么？
I don't know if you understand this.
我不知道你们明不明白。
I don't know if you think Jesus was human enough.
我们不知道你们知不知道耶稣是足够的人。
Jesus was brokenhearted.
耶稣的心都碎了。
He was a man of sorrows.
他是那忧伤之子。
He was a man of sorrows.
他是忧伤之子。
If there was a man on this earth that would be considered Jesus' friend, it was Peter.
如果在这个地上有一个人可以称为耶稣的朋友的话，就是彼得。
Do you think Jesus was a human and had friends?
你认不认为耶稣是一个人，他也有朋友？
What do you think it means when Jesus says, I'm a friend of sinners?
当耶稣说我是罪人的朋友的时候，他是什么意思？
There's something deeper there.
在那里很
有something very human he's connected with.
有一个很深的跟人相关的。
And then from a distance they watched God die on that cross.
然后他们远远的看见神死在十字架上。
No wonder they were all brokenhearted.
当然他们的心要碎了。
And Peter especially.
彼得特别是这样。
They'd missed the whole thing.
因为他一点都没有看见。
They were confused.
因为他们在这里混淆了。
Then when they met Jesus resurrected.
当他遇到复活的耶稣。
The mystery began to make sense.
这个奥秘就开始有可以摸到了。
Could God come to earth and die for my sins and be raised again?
神到底可不可以来到这个地上为我的罪而死，然后再从死里复活呢？
But Jesus had to go to his disciples and open the scriptures to them and say, "Don't you see? This is what the Old Testament has been saying: the Messiah must come and suffer and die and be raised again."
耶稣不得不要把这个圣经打开向他们看，你这所有讲到的弥赛亚要来，要受苦，要被交给人，要死，然后再复活。
And then they saw their man Jesus.
然后他们看见他们的同伴耶稣
lifted up into heaven.
被 升到天上。
Who is this?
这是谁？
What would you say if you interviewed Peter or James or John? Well, who is Jesus? Is he God? Is he man?
如果你们来这里问彼得或者约翰，你们认为耶稣是谁？他是人还是神？
They had no theological answer.
他们没有一个神学的答案。
But they said, well, he's a man.
他会跟你说他是人。
But he was God.
他也是神。
How do you know?
你怎么知道？
Because I walked with him and I talked with him.
因为他与他们同行，也
跟他们讲话。Because I saw his human side.
因为我们看见他人性的一面。
I saw him discouraged.
我们看见他在那里情绪低落。
I saw him overjoyed.
我们也看见他被喜乐充满。
He was so human.
他是那样的，是人。
But there was a whole other side.
但是也有另外的一个方面。
There was something hidden.
在里面隐藏着。
There was something beautiful and pure and holy and sinless.
又美又纯又完全与罪没有关系。
It couldn't have been man.
绝对不是人。
Had to be God.
一定是神。
Now you see, my final point is this.
我最后的一点是这样。
I don't care if you believe in the incarnation or not.
你们信不信
？I do care, but I.
你们信不信道成肉身？不是重要，但是也是很重要。
But I sure would love to hear from you that you've walked with Jesus and you've sensed His yearning for you.
但是我实在盼望，当你们与主同行的时候，你能意识到他的渴望。
Have you ever sensed Jesus' heart broken because you walked away from him?
你有没有感觉到耶稣的心碎了？当你离开他的时候。
Have you ever felt his pleasure when you did something for his sake?
你为了他的缘故，你做了一些事情的时候，你有没有感觉到他的喜乐
？We have a problem. Our Jesus is not human enough.
我们有一些问题，如果耶稣他不够是人的话。
But if you walk with him and talk with him,
如果你与他同行，与他讲话的时候
，Oh, you'll find out that he is God and he is man.
你就会发现他又是神又是人。
And sometimes he'll rebuke you; it'll break your heart.
有时候他要来责备你，也要破碎你的心。
If Jesus can't speak to you and cause you to cry,
如果耶稣不能向你说话，让你来哭泣的话
，You don't know the human Jesus.
你还没有认识到他人性的一面。
He knows what's in your heart.
他知道在你心里面是什么。
And he's been walking with you anyway.
他在你的身边与你同行。
This is some Jesus. You need to wrestle with this Jesus.
这是耶稣，你需要和他决力。
Those poor Jewish Christians, that were written to by in the book of Hebrews.
在希伯来书向着所说的那些基督徒们。
They just couldn't believe Jesus was so human that he could be their high priest.
他们根本不能相信耶稣是这样的一位人，可以成为他们的大祭司。
That he was made a little lower than the angels.
他神让他比天使要小一点。
Now he's crowned with glory and honor.
但是他现在在天上，他带着荣耀。
He's the first man to get through into glory.
他是第一位升到这个荣耀里的人。
And he's going to bring us as a man into glory.
他要把我们一起带到荣耀里面。
Oh, listen, this incarnation is a lifelong wrestling match.
这个道成肉身这件事是我们一生要决力的一件事。
This cave is deep.
这个矿井实在的很深。
It changes your life.
它可以永远的改变你生命。
I hope you know. I know one time you met the human Jesus.
我知道有一次你们遇上了这个人耶稣。
It's when you were in great sorrow.
当你在极大的悲痛的里面。
Or great illness.
或者你在你病痛的当中。
Or great trouble.
当你在遇到很多麻烦的时候。
And suddenly there was a presence closer than a brother.
突然有这么一个同在。
Those of you who've been through tragedy know what I mean.
如果你们经过这样灾难的时候，你知道我是什么意思。
Oh, Jesus is touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
耶稣他知道我们的软弱。
That's why he loves you so much.
这就是他为什么这样爱你。
If you had any idea how much he loves you tonight,
如果你知道他今天晚上是何等的爱你的话
，you would want to explore him.
你就愿意在那里来探索他
，and obey him，
来顺服他
，and let him disciple you，
让你成为他的门徒。
He's so meek and lowly，
他是那样的柔和谦卑。
He's gentle，
它是柔和。
You'll find rest for your soul.
你要为你的灵、你的魂找到安息。
Yet he's so pure.
他是那么的纯洁。
He won't let you get away with stuff.
他不会让你这样轻易的放弃。
He is God.
他是神。
He is wisdom.
他也是智慧。
And every time you receive wisdom, it comes through the wisdom of the cross.
如果你要收得智慧的话，你要从十字架那里得智慧。
Here's the mystery.
这里有一个奥秘。
Look down this mine.
你向这个矿井看去。
In him dwells all the fullness of deity in bodily form.
神性一切的丰盛都在他里面有形有体的居住。
Do you know this Jesus?
你认不认识这位耶稣？
My dear brother and sister.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Never accept an understanding of Jesus that's less than who he is.100% God, 100% man, check him out.
如果有这样的一个教训，说他不是百分之百的人，也不是百分之百的神，你绝对不要相信，你要仔细的看一看。
Lord, we come to you tonight.
主，我们来到你的面前。
And we know the word that's coined by Luke is the friend of sinners.
我们在路加福音里面看到这个词，说到是罪人的朋友。
Oh, Jesus, you've been our friend.
主，你是我们的朋友。
You are indeed the friend of sinners.
主，你实在是罪人的朋友。
Lord, we want to learn about you.
主，我们来学你。
By experience.
我们通过经历。
We want to walk with you.
我们愿意与你同行。
In your humanity, in your deity.
我们与你的人性，与你的神性一起同行。
We want to know you and your greatness.
我们也更多的明白你的伟大。
There's never been a person like you in this universe.
在这个宇宙的当中，没有哪一位像你。
We look forward to the day when we meet you face to face.
主，我们在这里盼望我们见你的面那一天。
And we'll see that you have eyes and a nose and a face.
我们看见你有眼，有鼻子，也有一个脸。
You have a smile.
你也有微笑。
You are holy.
你也圣洁。
Your eyes are like a flame of fire.
你的眼睛就像那发光的那个火焰。
Lord, could we meet you here while we're still on this earth?
主，我们在这个地上还可不可以见到你？
Lord, we don't want to wait till we get to heaven.
主，我们不愿意升到天上，我们再见到。
Could you meet us as we go through this cave and discover how great you are?
在探索这个矿井的时候，我们能不能遇见你？
May every sinner find a friend.To take them into Jesus.
每一个罪人都能找到一个朋友，带到耶稣的那里。
We pray in His name.
我奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.